morning, Power Hour Nation. It's an absolute pleasure to be with you as always. Never take these time for granted. Who knows what the future may bring. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Don't forget the Power Hour, thepowermall.com are two great websites. Fantastic broadcast today. One of my absolute favorites, and I was trying to think of why, you know, why do I like David Icke so much? What is it about him? He obviously brings provocative information. I mean, a lot of it, especially when he started, was too provocative for most anybody, but fascinating and loved it. And the other thing about David Icke is he wants to raise your consciousness. He wants to provide solutions. The solutions to him, if you listen to him long enough, are your awareness. And that this is a game of control, so to speak, game, in quotes, of control of your consciousness, your imagination. And you go back to the beginning, what did Lucifer want? Lucifer wanted God to give me thine power. Give me your power. And what is the power that has been given to us? What is the divine power that has been given to us? Ask yourself that question. No matter what religion you are, or even if you, you know, don't really follow religions, but you have some esoteric thought process about our existence, what is the divine power that we have been given? History, writings, Greek mythology, certainly the Bible, certainly even the Quran to some extent, and other writings, all point our divine power is rested in our choice. That your choice, your belief, has all power in this world. So stated the Messiah. Correct. All things are possible to him that believeth, and your choices and what that means. So what is the game?
Take away your choice.
The game is to control that imagination, control that belief, imagination, you know, image, making image. We're created in God's image. Image of what? We watch the television. Why is television so dangerous? Tell a vision. Telling you a vision. They used to, you know, older people, there's a joke on that guy, it's Progressive Insurance, how not to be like your parents. Remember, it's a TV show, not a program. Remember your parents? What did they call TV shows? I still do. A program.
Program. Yeah.
It's a program.
And they were absolutely right. It programmed everybody.
They're putting in a program in you.
So what all them monkeys were about in Atlanta, Georgia, hooked up to the telephone. I mean, not the telephone. The television TV. Screens. Their brains were wired to the television screens back in the 1950s. Rows and rows of them at Emory University.
And so on. See how it would react.
That's right.
It's a program.
Yep.
And so that is the great game. That is the contest. What is the contest? Your choice, your liberty. The gateway is your belief system, your imagination. And that's why I love David Icke. He is probably the preeminent speaker in certainly this, whatever you call it, truth movement, whatever you call this. He is the preeminent speaker and scholar on that subject and has been for years, decades, really.
Yeah, he's great.
And, love him. I love his stuff. Love it.
Yeah, me too.
So glad that he's here. If you want to get a question in, we are having trouble with the phone lines. You can try to get in the phone lines. Todd is working on them. Ladies and gentlemen, we have troubles like this all the time. I mean, you don't know.
It's not smooth around here.
I mean, you don't understand. Well, maybe you are. I mean, I've tried to tell you so that you know. I'm not complaining. You're belly aching.
Yeah.
You got to understand what it means to be independent media and be able to say these things. And you just get crazy attacks and you get gremlins in the wire, so to speak. And you get, you know, some guests saying some profound thing and all of a sudden the feed cuts out and blah, 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 blah.
And then you're scrambling.
Yeah. Or the internet cuts out right before you, you know, read Psalm 32 or Psalm 35. Yeah. I hope everybody's reading Psalm 35 out loud in their home and petitioning God.
We haven't lost yet.
Well, we're never going to lose. We're not going to say, yeah, we're in the fight. We're in the fight no matter what. No matter if Trump wins or doesn't, no matter what happens, you're in the fight of your life. You're in the fight of eternity.
He'll just make it a little easier if he gets in.
I don't know if he will or won't.
I do.
I don't know if that's true. Maybe a different fight. Yeah, I don't know.
Could be.
Certainly, we at this point, we need Trump in.
Yes.
Right now, today, that is the line for us. Because we voted for him.
We did.
So, period. So, is our will going to be honored or not? Of course, Uncle Kevin's here. Welcome, Uncle Kevin.
Another great day in America, and I wanted to start the day off with a wonderful, wonderful story. Alabama won its seventh championship today.
No, 13.
Yeah, 13.
They won their 13th. Alabama. Talk about University of Alabama. Roll Tide.
Yeah, Roll Tide.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Roll Tide.
We had
to get
that out there. He's been busted. No matter, there's nothing on hell or earth that could have contained him from saying that this morning, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Absolutely not.
The Deutsche Bank and Signature Bank out of New York, Deutsche Bank out of Germany, have all closed Trump's accounts.
They have?
Twitter's banned over 70,000 accounts, has suspended or erased totally 70,000 accounts in the past, 5 days now?
Yeah.
70,000.
Give or take a couple.
Trump, meaning Donald President, Donald John Trump, is scheduled to speak today. The times, you know, these times are flexible, but it looks like around 3-ish Eastern. Now, don't hold me to that, but
he was supposed to speak yesterday.
Yeah,
so
2 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. I don't know. He's scheduled to speak this afternoon. The question hanging on the edge of the cliff is, what is he going to say, Uncle Kevin?
I don't know. I hope he says that he's going to enact the Insurrection Act, and you guys are in a lot of trouble.
I don't think he's going to say that. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to say that. He did declare a national emergency in Washington, D.C.
But we both talked about that, and we don't know what the heck that's about.
Yeah, I got an idea what it's about. I just don't know what it means.
Yeah.
It's
vague. He can make it anything he wants.
Right. It's like the executive order on the Chinese investment into the stock market. Chinese companies. He did do, this is not, you know, there's a lot of conjecture, a lot of thoughts, and I think, and what if, and whatever. We know that November 12th, he did sign an executive order that kicked in, was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
About Chinese companies or companies directly funneling money to China, that they cannot be involved in the stock market anymore. They're not getting our pension money to then be filtered into China and then to build the Chinese military.
Right.
Because that's what's been going on. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, the New York stock market has been building the Chinese army and military.
With your pensions that you didn't know about.
Right.
And then at the final, everything's over, your pensions are going to be down to zero, and they're going to steal all your money.
And they're going to have tanks and bombs and whatever.
And
the technology that they stole. Thank you, Bill Clinton.
Thank you, Bill Clinton. Thank you.
Among others.
And all the thousands of atomic bombs that they sold, allegedly.
What is Trump going to say? Be real.
I don't know.
What do you think
he's going to
say? What do you think he's going to say? Let's run it. Not what you want. What do you think he's going to say?
I think he's going to say they stole the election from him, and I'm not going to put up with it. And I'm enacting the Insurrection Act right now. And as we speak, the military is going around and arresting people as we speak.
Now, this is scheduled to be at the Alamo.
Perfect.
Is that an ominous sign?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, the Alamo's last stand.
Last stand. This is his last stand. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, they all died.
Well, he might die there. I don't know.
America didn't die though.
No, America didn't die. That just leaped us forward, and then we kicked his butt down the road, Santa Ana.
Okay, if you're going to pose that question to me, back to me.
Okay.
I would say, have you seen, I know you have, I'm basking figuratively.
Yeah,
in the audience.
I know.
Have you seen the video of Mike Lindell in his plane talking about Trump and the evidence and things that are going out? I should key this up and play it. Maybe I will after the break.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe I will after the break. We'll cue it up and play it. But, Mike Lindell, is pretty Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow.
Yeah, the bajillionaire.
Well, I don't. He sent a lot of them pillows.
He's driving around in a Learjet. They're not chump change either, you know.
Well, who knows? I mean, he might. Whatever. I don't know what he's riding in, but I know what he said. He said that they have the evidence. They're going to put it out, and Trump's going to be the president.
He's going to be. Yeah. For all you that have been waiting all this time, I can guarantee you that Trump's going to be the president, your president, for the next 4 years. That's what he said, basically.
I've also heard. Again, this is. And when I say this, there is so much information that I've come across. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to present 20% of it to you, because it's such conjecture and speculation that I don't want to come. I've told you for a while what I've been told. I've also told you that the same people who told me Trump's going to be in, that's a lot shakier than right now than it was. That this is not a linear proposition. Right. This is not.
It's not a done deal.
This is not a straight line A to B.
Right.
And that there is a defense in between. I mean, we're playing the 85 Bears here. Yeah, we're trying to score on the 85 Bears, figuratively, because the deep state is so entrenched in everything. If nothing comes of any of this, we understand now how entrenched the traitors are in our country.
Yes.
It's not speculation. It's that what I've been telling you, what I've been saying, what Joyce has been saying for 20 plus years about the level of corruption has been understated.
It's monumental.
Well, has been we have understated it.
Yeah.
When push comes to shove, when something really threatens the power structure, you see how corrupt this is. And that's one of the things that Donald Trump represents. He represents the lightning rod to bring all this to the head. That is the greatness. I will thank Donald Trump and thank God for Donald Trump till the day I die. No matter what comes of anything from now on. Because he is the lightning rod that has brought all the forces and everything together into a head and shone the light on the whole situation in a way that nobody, even Kennedy getting shot in the head, has not illuminated as much as Donald Trump.
Oh, no, not even close. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt, this goes way back to corruption. He says presidents were not elected. They were selected, even back in the 30s.
So, right. So
this goes way back.
Well, the question, again, hanging over the cliff is, well, was...
What are we going to do?
Well, no, was Donald Trump selected?
No, I don't think he was elected. He was elected.
So he's just there by himself.
Just a
New York businessman, and he just got to be president of the United States.
Everybody's against him. Yeah.
Well, not everybody. 99%
of Washington's against him.
That's not everybody. No.
Did he slide in there? I think so.
Here's why I say that. Okay. Here's why I say that.
Yeah.
He didn't get there by himself, my feeling.
Of course he didn't. Of course he did.
There were a lot of people in the military and white hats that were. He did not throw a Hail Mary against the deep state elections. Mm. They were cheating before. They just didn't know.
Cheat big enough.
Yeah, they just didn't know they had to cheat that big.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or
I don't even like to think about that.
What am I about to say?
I don't even like to think about that.
What am I about to say?
Trump's in on it, and it's all a scam.
It's all been a scam to identify all the patriots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to coagulate all the energy and to run them up against the wall. Mm-hmm. And then to get everything for a new Patriot Act against domestic terrorism.
Mm-hmm. I don't even like to think about that.
Is that possible?
Possible, yes. It's possible. I don't think it's very likely, but it's possible.
Either way, I'm grateful because he has illuminated this whole situation.
Oh, yes. Yes.
His presence has illuminated this whole situation, I should say.
If he didn't come around, this mess of Washington would have kept on going and kept on going for years.
Well, it is going. Maybe it is. It looks like it is going.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Well, I don't.
But at least America's awake.
Well, I think they're not stupid. When I say they algorithm all this, the deep state, the people with these plans. It's obvious they have plans. It's obvious they want population control. They're saying it openly. We had Dr. Jane Orient, a very well-known doctor. She's saying that.
Yeah.
She's saying, well, you know, it looks like they want depopulation and blah, blah, blah. This is what they're saying. Yeah, that is what they're saying, Dr. Jane.
Georgia Guidestones. First commandment. There shall be
500 million
people on the earth.
And right now there's a little close to eight. And I've heard, again, don't take this as gospel truth, but I've heard from reliable sources, enough for me to tell you this, that there's probably 11 to 14
That's
billion
right.
on the planet.
Yeah, I heard they lost track of it a few years ago.
They don't know. They really estimate there is 11 to 14 billion people,
mm-hmm.
and they want 500 down to 500 million.
That's a lot of killing.
I think he's going to talk about the election fraud. I have heard rumors. I've seen things that make me believe. Is any of this absolute?
No.
No. I've seen evidence that makes me believe they have extremely strong voting machine manipulation evidence.
Mm-hmm.
They have people that are singing the song.
Oh, yeah.
There are people that are testifying. They got people that are saying the whole thing.
Over thousands and thousands of affidavits.
They have control of the NSA. They record every phone conversation. Mm-hmm. They have access to all that. Because of the, you know, people say, well, they need to use the executive order for the election fraud. Well, maybe they already did, and maybe that gave them justification and cover with the FISA courts where they can listen to all these phone calls.
Yeah.
So now they started listening to all these phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a very real chance that they have, you know, you can imagine the call from Stacey Abrams, or to
yeah.
somebody, or might go allegedly a call might have went, you know, you need to, be ready at, 11 o'clock tomorrow night and, the ballots are going to be under the desk. And,
that's right.
Can you imagine a call like that?
Okay.
And that put out in the, you know,
yeah, in the consciousness
in
of
the
America.
In the public,
yeah. mm-hmm.
that there were, you had somebody on the call that said, "Yeah, everything ready. The ballots are coming at so o'clock. If the things don't go well, we're going to stop the vote, and then we're going to bring the ballots in. You got to be ready. You got to have that place cleared out, and you got to have nobody watching, and don't get it. No cameras or nothing like that. You make sure it's clear.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it. You ready? You ready? Okay,
yeah.
okay. We're all going to do it. Well, what? I'm scared. I mean, what if I get caught? I mean, what's this? What do you mean? You getting just don't worry about it. Just
right.
just do it. It's going to be there at 11 o'clock. Just do it.
You ain't backing out now.
You ain't backing out now. That's it. You want a bullet in your head, you
yeah.
know, basically.
Yeah.
There is a very real possibility that they have all that.
Oh, they got all of it. There ain't no possibility.
Well, they have it. Now, it's very...
Whether it's they use it or not.
That's what I should say. Yeah. That's how I should say. There's a very real possibility that they're going to be able to get that information out.
Yeah, he might get it out, but no judge will hear it.
The American people hear that,
right. yeah.
it'll be now.
And then he gets it out and then declares a national emergency. I think that's...
And America will go for that.
America will go for that.
All right, now let's talk about what may be just over the horizon. And this is one of the biggest questions I want to ask David, what he thinks. You know, he lives in England. They're locked down. He's got a lot of time to think about this.
He does.
Maybe.
Get a couple shape shifters and have a drink.
Okay. There's going to be protests, and there's protests being scheduled at different capitals. There's been reports out there that what happened at Washington Capitol was, went off way smaller than they wanted.
That is correct.
That's why they came off. They totally overreacted in their response because that was the response that they were dialed to give. And the operation was active. They had no other choice but to say things like, this is just like Pearl Harbor. This is the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
This is like the Jews in the concentration camp.
That was all pre-written.
Right. So they just went with it.
They just went with it. They had they were so stupid they couldn't think of anything else.
Well, they people say, well, they didn't know they were going to get caught. They don't care.
They don't care.
Ladies and gentlemen. Don't you get it?
Yeah,
they don't care.
Nope.
Now, do they don't care because they're desperate, or do they not care because that's part of the plan, or do they not care what? You know, fill in the blank. It's obvious they don't care.
Right.
Now, they care if they got a phone call, Stacey Abrams saying, you know, they may care about that. That's a different story.
Or care about Donald Trump calling out the Insurrection Act. They might care about that.
Okay. So you got to be very careful where you go. I'm not telling you not to go anywhere. I'm telling you to be careful where you go.
Don't get caught up in anything.
Don't See, I don't even see. This is the position they put us in. You think, well, don't bring your gun to the Capitol on something, and then to, why can't I? Of course, I bring it. That's when we need to bring our guns. I get both positions.
Yeah.
Be very careful.
Yeah.
Be very careful.
Until all this Donald Trump stuff has ended, whether he's president or not, I wouldn't.
Well, see, then people are going to say, well, what do you mean? We're supposed to just back down? We got to.
No, you put, after we know either way, which way, America will know which way to go.
I would just be very careful.
Yeah.
I would be very careful. We're coming on a break. We got several news stories. We'll go over them quickly. Important news stories. One of the biggest of the day. Besides, I think the biggest story of the day is
Alabama.
Is that Alabama close? A close second. A close second. To everybody,
that was really smooth, Dan. I really enjoyed that.
A close second is going to be that Donald Trump is scheduled to speak.
Yes,
if he speaks.
If he speaks,
that's the biggest story of the day.
Yeah.
Despite Alabama's victory yesterday, here's another huge one. America's third largest radio group bans dissent, threatens to fire conservative talkers who question election results. Cumulus Media. I don't know if you know who Cumulus Media is?
Yeah, they got Bon Jovi. Bongito. Bongito.
Bon Jovi.
I was in a time warp. I can't help it.
You give love a bad name?
Yeah.
Here's some of the people they have. Mark Levin, Chris Plant, and Dan Bongino. See, now I'm saying Bon Jovi. Dan Bon Jovi.
I was in a time warp. I can't help it.
They broadcast through 416 company-owned and operated stations, 8,000 affiliates. I mean, this is a big station.
Big station.
Here's what they've said. We'll not tolerate any suggestion that the election has not ended. Election has been resolved, and there are no alternative acceptable paths. If you transgress this policy, you can expect to separate from the company. You can't say that, wow, Pennsylvania got 700,000 more ballots mailed in than they mailed out. Why have we not answered that question? This is unacceptable in America. You can't say that? I can't ask that question?
Can't do it.
Well, this is why we're independent.
That's
you
right.
Want to know why I say that when people ask you to go to the Powerball and buy from the good guys?
That's right.
You get it, ladies and gentlemen? And you want, well, I could save a couple dollars on Amazon. Well, can you? You don't need, one, you don't even know it's real. Two, you want to support them? Or you want to support independent thought and independent media? I mean, really, it's coming down to that. Put your money where your mouth is. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Oil of Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarest and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. We have a flash sale, Astaxanthin with DHA. We talked about that yesterday, Robert Redfern. That's like vitamin E on steroids.
And C. I looked it up last night.
What?
C.
What about C? Vitamin C?
Yeah, vitamin C. It's like 5 to 10 times stronger than regular vitamin C.
So the astaxanthin with the DHA.
X-A-N in it. Right?
I have no idea what you're talking about. You talking about how to spell it?
Yeah.
Let's move on. Okay. And the astaxanthin with DHA, you're going to call.
Yeah, that's it.
Now
yeah,
I'm confused.
Yeah, 5 to 10 times the vitamin C.
Welcome to the Power Hour, Uncle
Kelly. All right.
What are you talking about?
I got curious last night. Remember we were talking about it, and I said it has the red translucent pills?
Yeah.
Well, it had red translucent pills, and then I looked up to see what kind of active ingredients in it, and said it's the best vitamin C there absolutely is.
With the DHA, yes. Is like kind of like a vitamin E.
Vitamin
E.
Bingo. We finally got to the end of that.
Okay, there we go. North American Urban Spice was just, look, I can't tell you. I haven't said this before now. Maybe we'll do it another. I've also been told by a reliable source, and I'm going to put this out there. They said somewhere, mid, late February, maybe early March, there's going to start another lockdown like we haven't seen in America.
In America.
Last of the summer, June, yep. July.
Businesses, watch out, because you ain't going to have it.
Right. So take yourself, take precautions accordingly. One of the things I would do, this is not just a sales pitch, you take it any way you want to. Wise people, I think, will take it to heart. Before you need these products, before the moment, you have to have them already. You have to have these products in your possession before the moment you need them. And to say need them, you need them really every day just to be maintenance. But I mean really need them. I mean like desperately need them, like my aunt.
Yep.
There's a good chance my aunt would be dead right now if she wouldn't have had some Paramol stuff in her.
Oh, yeah.
That's the truth.
I know two other people that were like that. that stuff is gets you, and for the older people, it really knocks them down, and they stay down for a long time.
The oregano is absolute must. If I was going to say, you know, what are the two or three things you have to have? You have to have heart drops, especially if you're over a certain age. You just have to. But look at the other products, the Strauss products, because you might need some of those too. But you definitely need the heart drops. You definitely, I mean, have to. These are have to products. You have to have oregano.
I agree.
Have to.
I agree.
And you can get it in the variations, the Orega Rest, the Orega Spray, the Orega Max, you can get it in pills, you can get it in oil, the Purely C. You have to have vitamin D. You have to have, you cannot overcome an infection in your body without vitamin D.
They did the studies and they saw all the people that died were low in vitamin D.
Well, Dr. Orient yesterday said you got about four times more likely to die if you're low on vitamin D.
Yeah.
And see, I think that's even
low.
I think that's a low estimate.
Yes,
I think it's probably 10 or 20 times because the number for sufficient D is not sufficient.
No, it's not.
If you have 80 nanograms of D in your system, real good D in your system, I would dare say the research is probably showing, I mean, it's going to be hard pressed for you to die of COVID.
Of COVID, yeah.
Of COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
With that in your body.
You might get run over by a truck, and then they'll say it's COVID, but...
That's another story.
That's another story. We can't help that.
Or bullet.
Yeah, bullet.
The gunshot.
Yeah, yeah.
The clay powder is one of those things. You just got to, especially, we're talking about a lockdown situation. You have to have, there's probably three or four I'm not even thinking about. You have to have these products in your house.
Yeah, you get an infection and you can't go anywhere or you're locked down. That clay, you just make a poster, pop it on there, wrap it up, and the infection goes away for the most part.
My wife with her brown recluse bite.
Brown, that was amazing.
You can't even tell where she was bit.
You can't do it. Can't do it. And your mom got bit by a brown recluse.
Almost lost her toe.
Yes, her toe. Yeah.
It was bit on her toe.
Yep.
Almost lost her toe.
Yep.
And went to the doctor.
Got the antibiotics and did everything.
Did all the deal.
It was so nasty looking, I couldn't even look at it for years.
Well, you don't look at her toes.
Anyway.
You had to see my mother's feet to understand that one. That's a challenge. Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail. If you're not detoxing with that, what are you detoxing with? Because there's only two causes of disease.
That's right.
Happy Bodies Phosphatidylcholine, the Carlson's in the glass, the cod liver oil, extremely, extremely important.
Take it for your brain.
And for your cells.
Yep.
And for your cells.
That's right.
The Strauss. The
mitochondria.
The Strauss bladder support, the Strauss prostate, the heart drops in cinnamon and in the regular, the kidney support, cardio support, smooth oregano, cold store for Strauss. Strauss is the most profound line of product we have.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that yesterday.
The heart drops. How many times have I said this on the show? You know exactly what I'm going to say if you listen a lot. Is the most profound product we have ever sold.
Bar none.
Most profound. When I say profound.
And kidney's not right, is right behind it.
Well, we have been selling it for 15, 20 years, however long it's been on the show. And seen, you know, the, literally, people go to the doctor, well, your leg's getting real bad. We're going to have to watch it. Next 6 months, we're probably going to have to take it. Things don't get better.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So they get on heart drops. Well, wow, your leg is improved. Your leg's improved. We don't think we're going to have to take it.
Yeah, or your toes.
Or whatever.
From diabetes.
Or, you know, we're looking at open heart surgery here in the next short horizon. We'll see how it goes. We're going to watch it close.
Yep.
And then no surgery.
Yeah, canceled.
Canceled.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, a lot. If you're on that stuff, it's most likely that that's going to happen.
Well, that's what experience has said. Now, we're not doctors.
Yep.
We're not giving medical advice. This is our opinion. This is what we have seen.
We've seen.
The REM sleep and the Tranquil. I have not been sleeping good. I've been getting on edge. I mean, I've been getting jumpy. I know you have.
I take a couple extra of those REM sleeps. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I have not been taking them. I am going to take them.
Get on them. It, 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 leveled me off last night. I said, I got to take more. I got to take more.
Well, you got to get
edge. I'm on edge.
Yeah. You get anxious for, a week straight with this information.
Yes.
And then you're jumping.
It's overwhelming sometimes. It's just overwhelming.
We don't want it to be. And, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you never take what we're doing, take it that way.
Yeah. I'm just saying that we're immersed in it.
We're way too immersed.
Way too, to be honest
with you.
Yeah.
Tranquil, you got a little edge. Another fantastic product from Dr. Pfeiffer. The REM Sleep and the Tranquil. All these are on sale and much more at the Power Mall. Zinc. Zinc is another product.
Gotta have zinc.
Now, I talked to Dr. Group. He has a protocol. We should probably put this out. But the Paratrex with the zinc has been doing really well. And the other, of course, vitamin C, D, the other things, the oregano, have been doing really well. Had a lot of success. The Paratrex, which is very interesting because the ivermectin is a dewormer for dogs.
Is that the dewormer that cures cancer?
Well, I don't know. What, ivermectin?
Yeah.
No, that's the one they're using for, I don't know. That's the one they're using.
There's a dog dewormer that,
well, maybe that's
that
it,
they're finding out now. It cures cancer.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen.
I know a lady whose friend went to the vet, got the I'll find out exactly what it is.
Well, yeah, before you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, look, don't take anything we say as medical advice,
right.
Okay?
Yeah.
But the ivermectin that you can get at the, you can go get Cal Ranch or to, I don't know, whatever, all these places, you can go get dewormer for your dog, and it's got, they got some of this mixed with other things, but you can get straight ivermectin.
That's right.
Over the counter for your dogs.
That's right.
It's pretty much the same thing as far as I understand that they give you a prescription for. Charge $100. Or the doctor won't prescribe it for you.
Yeah, we saw it down at, what is that place down?
Orsland?
Orsland.
The other part, what was I going to tell you about Dr. Group's products? The Paratrex. The Paratrex is a, like a dewormer, right?
Yeah,
it's a dewormer. You can't say that. What does he say? Organic compounds, organic organisms, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever word he used, because the FDA is, he's got to be careful what he says on everything. But, isn't that interesting? Paratrex with the zinc is working really well.
Mm-hmm.
And so ivermectin's working very well. Isn't that interesting? Paratrex and ivermectin are pretty close. And the Paratrex has quercetin in it also.
Quercetin is wonderful to take with zinc.
And so you got
5 to 10 times more effective. Your zinc is 5 to 10 times more effective if you take your quercetin.
So they got the quercetin also at the Power Mall. I mean, these are decisions. We're spending a lot of time talking about this. We do have David Icke coming in about 20 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your seats and don't go anywhere. But we're talking about this a lot because I don't know for sure, but I'm getting the impression, the feeling that you're going to be locked down in a way you haven't been locked down before fairly soon. And I want you to be prepared for that moment. And part of being prepared for that moment is having at least those 4 or 5 just have to have things, in my opinion.
I agree.
And bye from the good guys, and we appreciate your support. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Getting back to news and David Icke in about 20 minutes. Every major Western media outlet has been wined and dined by communist China.
And who didn't know that?
So Mike Adams is saying, Natural News, Foreign Agent Registration Act filings from the Department of Justice shown that nearly every mainstream, I say corporate, I don't like that word, mainstream media.
No.
They're not mainstream media.
They are not.
They're not main street media, certainly.
They're
corporate media. Outlet in the West has been broadcasting, quote, favorable coverage of communist China exchange for private dinners and sponsored trips. The China-United States Exchange Foundation, we're so cheap in America. I mean, if you're going to sell out, then sell out. Yeah. I mean, then get something for it.
Learjet plus $100 million.
Right. I mean, if you're going to sell out.
That's my price.
If you're going to sell out, I mean, allegedly, like Biden, get the $10
billion. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you're going to sell out, then sell out.
Mm-hmm.
God dang, a dinner and some, little a bag of 50 grand or something. Come on. I mean, sell out.
What's ours?
Our what?
Sellout price.
Our sellout price.
Well, let's get it out there so everybody knows. We ain't cheap.
Yeah, it's more than a dinner at the Dexter Barbecue,
yeah,
I'll tell
exactly.
you that.
or shoveled down at Orsolin.
Yeah, some ivermectin. Might be some ivermectin. We might sell it for some ivermectin. We'll see how bad it gets.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry.
The Washington Post, which continued to disseminate positive messages about China in exchange for the gifts they received from the communist Chinese regime. Mainstream media really is a communist Chinese propaganda front. Corporate media.
Bingo.
Corporate media. Simple. It's corporate media. Ladies and gentlemen, corporate media. You can say lamestream media. You can say, you cannot say it's mainstream media at all because it's not.
Nope.
And it's not mainstream. After forging an agreement with the American lobbying firm BLJ many moons ago, they set out to effectively disseminate positive messages to the media, key influencers and opinion leaders and the general public about China and the CCP.
Mm-hmm.
This is their quote from their documents. That was their goal. That's pretty much what they've done.
Yeah, they've done it. Yeah, they've done it.
Don't panic.
Hey.
Don't panic, quote unquote. That's what they tell you in Pakistan.
Oh, what's going on in Pakistan?
Well, just all the power went out.
Well, they can light everything up with their nukes. They got all the power they want.
That's funny. All the power went out. Nothing to see here. Don't panic. Nothing to worry about.
No.
We've let the whole power grid go down. Yeah. Don't panic.
Yeah. Are they close to the Chinese? Could the Chinese might have manipulated something over there?
Who knows? China plans further Hong Kong crackdown after mass arrest. Well, they just saw if it works in America, they say, well, hell, it'll certainly work in Hong Kong.
Bingo.
Where's America? America's not going to stand up for free speech.
No.
Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine? We don't have a lot of time left in this before David. Tell the story quickly. This story must be told every quarter. We should tell this story on air. Tell the story about your old girlfriend's family in Austria. Tell the story.
Yeah.
Quickly.
All right. She was in Austria. I think it was just Kristallnacht in Germany. And there was a.
That's where they went to the Jewish businesses, vandalized them, broke all their windows,
right.
blah, blah, blah.
They were Jewish. I had a Jewish girlfriend. And there was, I think, eight of them, seven or eight. And
his girlfriend's mother.
Parent.
Who's still alive.
Still
she's
alive.
About 104
now.
Yeah,
she's still alive, 104. And half of them wanted to stay there and said, oh, Hitler, he's crazy. He'll be out of office soon. You know?
It can't get that bad.
Yes, it can't get that bad.
Don't worry about
it. And the other half said, no. We got to get out, and we got to get out now. So the family split up. They went down the same route that the Van Trapps did in the Sound of Music to escape to freedom and then over to America.
Did they go to Switzerland or Sweden?
Yes.
I think it's Switzerland.
Yes.
And then
that's exactly which way. The other three stayed there, and they all died in Auschwitz. And her mother went to the United States Nations in New York City and filed a lawsuit against Germany and has been collecting a check for 30 years because they killed
their family.
Their family.
That story needs to be repeated and be in your consciousness. That's one of those things that we've broadcasted here. That story needs to be heard over, and that needs to be cemented in your consciousness.
Cannot be forgotten.
Why do I say that? Imagine, because this reminded me of, imagine if you're in Hong Kong, what is it now, the late 50s, 60s? Mao was, gaining more and more power.
Mm-hmm.
All during that time, I don't think it was 1 year, but all during that time, you had people across the China Sea there. I think it's just, I don't know the body of water there. What's the body between Hong Kong and China?
Yeah, there's
is that the China Sea between Hong Kong and China?
I'm not sure, but there's a Hong Kong, and right across the river there is China.
Well, it's a ways. You can see it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a ways.
Yeah.
There's sharks in between it. There's boats that are paroled. Imagine in 1959, you're 18 years old, your parents tell you, get out, go. No, I don't want to leave. No.
No, you got to go.
You're going. They said, well, you're coming with. No, we'll never make it. You're going.
Yes.
Well, there's sharks. I don't go.
Yeah.
Go. You're going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're going. And they go. And somehow, I don't know how long the swim is, but they swim. They swim this. There's the patrol boats. There's sharks. There's what have you.
A lot of obstacles to get through.
They make it, and they make it to Hong Kong. It was British controlled at the time. Was the freedom is unbelievable, unbelievable compared to Mao's China.
Mao's China.
And now Mao's China wants to reach out their tentacles and claw back Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
You have people alive who are not that old. Mm-hmm. They're not that old.
Yeah, saying, don't do it.
For the love of God.
Yeah.
For the love of whatever. What are you doing?
You can't do it.
You can't do it.
You can't do it.
So in America, we need to take these moments and take these historical stamps, these historical reminders, and use and take advantage of the sacrifices and the sufferings of our ancestors.
Well, Trump should not have picked that Barrett. He had another lawyer down.
A judge. Talking about Amy Comey. Comey Barrett.
Yeah. He shouldn't have picked her. She sold them down the river. She should have picked that descendant from Cuban.
From Cuba.
Yes, she was the one that he should have picked, because she would have known. Her mother directly lived in
Cuba
and told her all these stories about it's communism is bad, it's evil.
Whatever you cannot negotiate with.
Yeah,
it's mutually exclusive. That's it. You sacrifice anything to overcome it.
Yep.
You do blah 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What happened? First time, First major thing, she sells them down
all
the river. All of them sell them down the river.
They sold America down the river.
Sold America.
Not even Trump.
Yeah.
That was an original jurisdiction case.
Sold America.
If the Constitution is in effect.
That's right.
Then they had to hear it. Period.
End of story.
End of story.
I don't want
to hear any stupid lawyer and their ridiculous nonsense.
That's right.
They don't know what the hell they're talking about. I don't want to hear it. Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah. That was their only remedy.
That is the union of this nation was built on that condition, that the sovereign states would come together and could resolve their disputes directly in original jurisdiction
That's
of the Supreme
right.
Court. Period. End of story.
No other court could hear it. So what happens when you can't get somebody to hear your stuff?
There's no remedy.
So what do you do?
So what is the remedy then, ladies and gentlemen? Ask yourself this. So when you hear me say this is a danger to our union, you think, well, that's extreme. Ask yourself, if you can't get a remedy in a court, then what is your only remedy?
Anarchy.
Right.
Anarchy.
To pick up a gun and shoot somebody.
That's where we're at right now.
So that's why when you hear Texas say, well, maybe we should just secede. And you think, well, that's a little harsh.
No.
Is it?
No.
Is it? Because they don't have a union. You see, the Supreme Court just told them that they don't have a union anymore.
That's right. Yep.
Negative COVID tests required to enter England from Friday. I'll ask David Icke about that.
Yeah, okay.
Since he's over there, jolly good.
Mm-hmm. Jolly Roger.
I got to write this down. I forget. I'll write it during the... Remind me that during the break. So
is he going to do the interview in with the shapeshifter? Or
Director of Army Staff disputes Capitol Police Chief account of National Guard deployment. They're arguing, we asked for the National Guard. They didn't send it. And White House, what are you talking about? You never asked for nothing.
That's right.
Come on. Giuliani hit with disbarment. Rudy Giuliani complaint faces possible expulsion from New York lawyers. This is why, this is more than anything that I've seen, this kind of thought, this is why I think something is going to happen. Or they're all in on it.
Well, they're all in on it.
Because you have not only Trump, his family, that I've been told by sources, they've been threatened.
Oh, yeah.
Giuliani's going to now possibly get disbarred, you know, and if they're able to push him out a little bit, then they're going to go hog wild.
Oh yeah.
So all these people like that, and there's so many, how many hundreds and thousands of people, not hundreds of thousands, hundreds and thousands of people who are behind the scenes, white hats in the government, in the NSA, in the FBI, in the CIA, that have risked their life to support Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
Who, if this attempt to flip America back to its foundation does not succeed, then they will be fodder for the next regime.
Yep, they're either going to be dead or fired.
Or
won't have a job.
Or ruined. Well, they don't have a job will be the least of their concerns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That goes right into this story, Dan.
Go ahead.
Patriot Act is no longer allowed on airlines.
Wow.
National anthem and U.S. chant triggers pilot. American Airlines flight from Washington, D.C. to Phoenix, Arizona on Friday showed passengers chanting, USA, USA, USA. Wow. I'm on a plane full of Patriots flying to D.C., to Phoenix, and we started chanting USA, and the captain comes out and tells us to shut up, or we'll drop you off somewhere in Kansas. You have to obey everything we say, or we will get rid of you. It's going to be everywhere.
Well, I'm not going to say that. I don't want to accept that, but that there's a push.
Yeah.
There's definitely a push.
You can't ride on a public thing chanting USA, or they're gonna.
Well, you can't even bring an American flag into many of these sports games.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, see,
they're clamping down on us harder and harder and harder. The circle is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Pretty soon, we're gonna be strangled.
Well, unless we stop it.
Unless we stop it, right.
Right, and so 2 years ago when we were talking about these stories, you just can't have an American flag at this soccer game in Utah. Remember that story?
Yeah, I remember.
Remember that? Oh, they told them they gotta leave or put their flag away.
Yeah, or you can't wear the American flag
on their shirt.
On their shirt in school.
Cause it offends people.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And you thought, well, that's okay. Well, it's not that big.
Right.
Do you see why it's a big deal?
It's a big deal.
Do you see now why it is a huge, huge deal?
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to stay calm, but those damn schools, ladies and gentlemen, you can think whatever you want. I'm going to say it till I can't say nothing else on this air. Those GD schools are the brunt of, are the bane of our existence.
Yeah. That's why Bill Ayers, what did he do? He went into this education area.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. David Icke on the other side. So good to be with you.
Yep.
I didn't mean to be yelling. It's just, that is it, ladies and gentlemen. Can you see the progression now? Isn't it clear?
It is.
Yeah, I know you know. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.